Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for JAI Renovations.
Yes.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. Hi, I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good.
Well, the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing JAI on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know when you do a search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Right.
And then next to that map, there's a short list of just some of the locals, you know, that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are just pages of them in there. But on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, kind of following you, yeah.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. So like right now, for example, in your neighborhood, just to do a broad search for, say, home renovations near me, they see Able Trades or mainly repairs and remodels. Do you know those guys at all?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Able. I see the vehicles on the road a lot.
Okay, so, and that's where we'd list you is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions open up in the geographic area for the category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program JAI in to appear there too, we can't accept any additional companies in from the territory who offer any of those same services. So that way you'd always be there, you know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be a local option too. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that the 04280 is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Oh, I travel quite a ways, up to 60 miles sometimes.
Up to 60? Okay.
And sometimes even more if the job's worth it, you know?
Okay, so as long as it's within a reasonable traveling distance, it sounds like you're pretty flexible, right?
Yeah, pretty flexible. I've installed kitchens and bathrooms from Home Depot over 10 years, and I've traveled 2 hours to a job before because the job paid well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, like, Portland would be just fine, right?
Yeah, okay. I travel to Portland all the time, yep.
Okay, beautiful. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Bruce.
Bruce, it's nice to meet you. So you were an installer for Home Depot. When did you go out on your own?
Oh, I've been on my own. I've been on my own ever since, but Home Depot just switched from local installers. They just hired this huge nationwide company to do all the installs. And I'm still working with them and going to be working for this new company, but I also do my stuff for myself.
Oh, okay. So you've always done your own thing, too.
Yeah, I've always done my own thing, too. Yeah. I don't work for Home Depot as an employee. I just subcontract off them.
Oh, you're a sub for them. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. And then I was looking for a website for you. And when I type your business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online. And I see some directory listings. And I understand you probably didn't have a lot of online presence, especially if you were subbing for Home Depot. But one thing I do see is there's an Angie Pro listing. Is that earlier on, or is that current?
No, that was just in the past 2 days.
Oh, okay. Why now? Was it because Home Depot switched to the national company?
No, I'm just trying to generate more work. Ever since they switched to that company, there's been a month or two where we haven't been doing any installs for them. I got to go to training in Chicago in April for their new bathroom program they're doing and stuff. So I'm just trying to generate more work for myself than other just through them.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be good then for this position that they have available there today on Google. And you see value in this too, being listed there at that moment people are searching locally?
Yeah, it makes sense. I've never advertised. I've had always so much work from word of mouth that, you know, this would be the first time between Angie's list and speaking to you, I've never put my name, business name on the internet. I mean, I've just always been busy enough just through word of mouth.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't look like there was a whole lot out there about you. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that Google position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the cost is always an issue. Is it crazy money or is it reasonable?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the hard part really about getting to that first page position, it's not really the cost, it's the timing. So there has to be a position available in that geographic area for those keywords in order to get there. And that's why you're getting the call today. And the good news is sometimes what they'll do is if you're using a service like Angie, sometimes they'll let me reduce the rate. That way you can run it alongside it and kind of compare the two. Let me just grab Matt. He's my director for the area and see if he'll allow me to extend that offer to you as well. I'll get you that pricing right now. Give me one moment here.
Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.